Opioids, sleep medicines, medicines for psychiatric conditions. The number of retired persons and older who are taking at least three such medicines has doubled over a decade, and these medicines directly affect the brain. Konstantin Liketsos, director of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins, identifies at least one contributing factor.
I think to a great extent this reflects the reduction in access to specialty mental health services. What's happening is that individuals and our seniors especially are presenting to their primary care doctors with mental health complaints. Primary care doctors are busy. Mental health complaints require more time than, say, a high blood pressure complaint. And so prescriptions are being written perhaps with less careful attention and are being maintained when perhaps they're not needed anymore.
Liketsos says caution is needed here, as well as careful review of all medicines someone is taking. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.